Israel has summoned Ireland's ambassador after that country's parliament passed legislation banning imports of goods produced in Israeli settlements. Israel described the bill as dangerous. The Palestine Liberation Organization called the move historic and urged other countries to follow suit. The legislation will go to Ireland's lower house of parliament for approval. Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories are illegal under international law. Israel has steadily expanded settlements in defiance of calls to stop doing so. Joining us live now from Ohio is Mr. Gordon Duff, who is senior editor with Veterans Today. Gordon, as always, thanks for joining us. This is quite a significant move, is it not, for a Western country such as Ireland to agree to boycott goods made in Israeli settlements?
Well, if anything, it's an indictment of Donald Trump. Trump opened the door to this. The United States has been the defender of Israel, particularly with its pocketbook, with its trade, with tourism. The U.S. has gone out of its way to be, and we've seen this time and time again, a surrogate for Israel. Well, Trump has burned down relationships with the EU. He's sitting in Germany right now. He's called the Germans puppets of the Russians. He's declared a trade war on certainly the European Union, and Ireland is the country that's going to suffer the most from it. Ireland's very much been in economic decline for the past few years. Despite Israel's power within Ireland, within the major political parties, independent politicians managed to gain a 25-20 majority to pass this bill. Now, this bill essentially makes it illegal for any Irish company, any Irish importer, any company importing goods into Ireland to deal with goods that are originating within what are called the occupied territories. If this were criminal law and an individual, essentially, producing things in an occupied territory can be expressed several ways. On an individual basis, it's essentially selling stolen goods, robbing a bank and spending the money. On an international basis, it's a violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention. It is simply illegal for a nation to take land from others in war and then to move settlements onto that land and move industry onto that land, retain that land and use it for profit, use it for trade, use it for settlement. Anyone living on that land is certainly guilty of a war crime. Anyone producing goods on that crime, on that land, and for those countries in Europe that are certainly giving lip service to the Palestinian people, but are continuing to stay in violation of the Geneva Convention, are guilty of war crimes. And of course, their excuse is that it's always the Holocaust 75 years ago, 100 years ago. It's always some reason. In truth, it's Israeli bullying. Well, that bullying is no longer going to work. Donald Trump has burned down American influence. And Israel is no longer as scary as it was. There's no longer the fear of the Mossad breaking into your home or having one of your kids kidnapped. This is the kind of being blackmailed, finding kiddie porn on your computer. This is what happens typically to the enemies of Israel. This is how they manage votes in the parliament in Britain, in the Congress, in the U.S. Well, the Irish have decided they're not afraid of that anymore. And they're standing up, and we're quite possibly going to see other nations across Europe doing exactly the same thing.
Very well, Gordon. We'll leave there at that. But of course, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.